This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And welcome into In Focus here, News Radio KMAN, joined here today by Blue Valley USD 384 Superintendent Brady Burton, Cliff Williams for Riley County, not in studio today. I understand he's out enjoying the sunshine a little bit.
Well, I think he is. His son Caleb is on the golf team at Riley County, and I think they actually are playing state golf today for their classification. I know it was supposed to have been Monday, and then it was rescheduled for today. Then, as reports on K-Man, I think a lot of them are rescheduled for next Tuesday, right, for golf?
Something like that.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to talk a minute here, Dave. You might get in on this too, but, you know, there's a lot out there on the water and Tuttle Creek here in town and Wildcat Creek, and we live here in town, but I'll tell you, if people haven't been up north around Randolph area, the north end of the lake and Fancy Creek and some of those areas, and the water is – I wasn't around here in 93, but I've never seen – the 15 years I've been at Blue Valley in Randolph, I have not seen water like it is coming – spreading out from the north end of Tuttle Creek and the Fancy Creek and out into the fields and roads and so on. It is – it's, you want to say spectacular in I guess a negative way, but
it's a sight. Not necessarily. It is quite a sight.
Yeah.
You know, there's the fearful perspective. I think a lot of people are very apprehensive about what could potentially happen. But it is when you see that mile long bridge going over the lake over to Olsburg from where you are,
right.
That's quite a little trip now.
It is.
And some people may be a little bit nervous actually driving over it because the water's so far up. But we still got another, 8-9 feet of capacity up at Tuttle. And you know, the reservoir is doing its job. It's doing what it's supposed to do. There have been a number of reservoirs to the south of us. John Redmond is one. There's one, I think it's called Keystone down by Tulsa. They just had to release a whole bunch of water. They opened up their gates. And you think, we got it bad here. They got it worse down there. But it is neat to see. I guess neat is one word you could use.
Right.
But for a lot of folks, it's a real challenge. I saw photographs of a bunch of folks, you know, the Blue Valley Yacht Club. They had all the boats, you know, kind of stored up in the cove.
I saw that, too.
And the water's up there.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's got to be a little bit nerve-wracking. Lots of people don't have access necessarily to getting where they need to go. Talked about the Flint Hills foster teen camp the other day. They have a lot of the access roads to their obstacle course and a number of other activities that they host there. They can't get there. And they got their teen camp starting in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So they're having to clear another path. There's a lot of challenges here.
Well, there are. And I was telling Brandon off the air, we left about three, my wife and I, to go to a friend of ours was retiring from Sterling High School secretary job after 29 years. So we took off yesterday about three, and we wanted to go through Hutch to eat at a favorite spot we had there. And then go on to Sterling, which is about 30, 35 miles northwest of Hutch. And going out of Hutch, we started out on 5th Street, got out towards 69, about a half a mile. Water was over the road, so we had to come back. Tried to get to 69, couldn't. Water was over the road. Another way we went, so we had to go back into Hutch, come back out on 4th Street. Got over to Sterling, went to the reception, wanted to go straight north into Lyons, and then back by Little River McPherson and back to Manhattan. And the road going to Lyons had water over it, so we had to detour 8 miles west to Alden and go from Alden to Chase and then hit the Highway 56 there. But
you took the scenic route.
We did, but I'll tell you what, you guys here in the studio, I've never seen – we think we have a lot of water here. It's so much flatter around that area and the water table higher. Mm-hmm. The water is unbelievable. Going through Nickerson, just looking at roads, half the roads I visually could see in the town of Nickerson was underwater. And it's just unbelievable, the water they have around the Hutch, Nickerson, Lyons.
And Emporia, too. Area. You know, yeah. There's a lot of places that are really challenged right now. And you know, you bring up the road closure aspect of this, and this is something that the State Department of Transportation has. CanDrive.org has a map of the roads that are closed due to flooding. So if you're going somewhere, whether it be for a graduation or any other Memorial Day activities, now there's not going to be a whole lot of Memorial Day activities on any lakes. You know, you can get a boat into the lake, but you don't get it off a ramp. You get it off of a county road.
Yeah.
But, and I joked last night that Tuttle Creek goes all the way up into Nebraska now. There's a lot of water there.
Well, and you're right, Dave, on like these road closings we have, and I know everyone preaches, do not try to go through high water turnaround, which mm-hmm. we did, and I'm glad we didn't try it.
You turned around and you didn't drown.
We did.
Turn around, don't drown.
That's
kind of a catchy phrase,
it
I
is.
Guess, but kind of like creepy, too.
But true.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Well, we had that story earlier this week, or was it last week, about three people that got... caught up in some waters when they drove through.
That was, down in Lyon County.
Lyon County, yeah.
Is it Mason that's from Bueller?
It's on? Yes.
Okay, I heard them talk one day when they were going to, I think they spent a day at Hutch JUCO looking at football recruits potentially and so on. They were talking about favorite restaurants there, and he was talking about some Mexican restaurant on 4th Street. I've got to tell you, he's wrong. The best restaurant in Hutchinson to eat is the Anchor Room on South Main.
Yes,
that's
like
we stopped there on the way, and that's my favorite restaurant anywhere. So I've got to disagree with Mason.
Well, and I'm also gonna say, hey, go down to that Mennonite place over by Yoder, which isn't too far away.
I know what you're talking about.
I can't remember what the name of it is, but oh my,
yep,
that's good. And you get a look at some pretty oak furniture too.
You do.
Hey, anything going on with school?
We do. Thanks for asking. A couple things I wanted to mention is actually it's a slower time right now since school's out and with some of the news, but I'm sure people still realize that the state Supreme Court is still trying to decide what to do with the finance case and if the legislature's put enough money into the formula or not. And they do have till June 30th to make that decision. Another thing more local that I think affects us more directly is that people out there in the different districts, and we have 4 board members up for reelection. The filing date to run is June 3rd. And I know Brandon and I checked off the air, and as of last Friday, I know at Blue Valley or Randolph, no one's filed yet, but we have 4 positions up for election, and I know talking to our board members, 3 of them tell me they're going to rerun, and 1 is not. And the one that is not, Jamie Peter, is at large, so anybody can run for that position within our district. So we had graduation a week ago Saturday. We were out of school last Friday, and our graduation was Saturday, May 11th. And I know my wife teaches here in Manhattan. They go through tomorrow, I think, at noon or 1.
Yep, early release tomorrow.
Yep.
Isn't she retiring?
She
Did
is.
I see that?
She is.
You're not?
I am not. So I'm looking at probably one more.
Does she get the honey-do list?
She does.
Okay.
I think it'll be thrown away every morning, but she's at top.
Oh, the honey-don't. honey-won't-to-do list.
43 years and... So anyway, I think she feels like it's time to maybe do something different in her life. So anyway, we wish her the best of luck. We had promotion last Tuesday. I went to my grandson's promotion just this past Monday in Riley County. So that's kind of neat, 8th grade promotion. And so things are winding down.
Do you have anything planned over the summer here? Is it just going to be pretty empty at the school?
Well, it's empty other than our maintenance staff is there doing with our bond construction. We don't have any major things going on this summer, just more routine maintenance, cleaning, that type of thing. Actually, summer's a busy time for me. I've got an interview this afternoon for a para position. We just hired a third grade teacher yesterday, planning our budget, you know, maintenance things, vehicle things. We just yesterday, my office staff and I had a phone interview with a company that we're going to use to do our inventorying for our district, and signed a contract with them. So a lot of different things like that going on in the summer.
All right. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back, talk a little bit more maybe about the finance law here and then what your thoughts are on that getting resolved here. News Radio KMAN.
The K-Man Morning Show is brought to you by Manhattan Meat Market.